No, we don't have one. We did. My nephew's got it. We had one, but he just confiscated it down there. He used it. Wayne didn't, so he took it. Yeah, we always had a wheelbarrow.
What did he use it for?
Oh, my father used it to move things around. He'd bring wood to the porch, to the steps with it, and things like that. Oh, yeah, he used a wheelbarrow a lot.
Well, if something was squeaking, like that door right there, if you might say you were going to oil it, mm-hmm. or you might say, what else were you going to do to it?
Grease it.
Mm-hmm. And then if you did that, you'd say, yesterday I did what to the door?
Grease the spring. I mean, the hinge.
And
now we put graphite on it.
But if you grease it, your hands would feel real.
Yeah, I guess so.
How would you say they were?
No, we always used an oil can. I didn't use it by hands.
Well, I mean, if you got it in your hands, you say, oh, my hands are still...
Greasy? Yeah, sure, greasy.
And did you ever make a lamp, like just with a tin can or a bottle or something, with kerosene and a rag in it?
No.
Just for use out in the yard or something?
No.
Did anyone make one of these? What would you call something like that? Just to light your way somewhere and out in the woods or something.
I don't know, because I never did see one to make one.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
Flambeau, yeah.
Right. And toothpaste comes in a
tube.
And if you have a boat on some land and you want to get it in the water, you say you're going to.
Well, I'm trying to think. What would you say?
Did you ever say you were going to lock?
Launch a boat? Yeah, a little one, I guess. I don't think you launch little boats, do you? Launch big ones, but I don't know about little ones.
Well, if you had a little boat that was in the water and you wanted to get it after, you'd say, I have to, what?
Pull it ashore.
Do that?
Yeah. Pull it ashore, I guess. It's the only thing I know to do.
What kind of little boats would you go fishing in around here?
Oh, like I was telling her just now, the Spring Park Lake. It's not a lake anymore. They've let it dry up, but it used to be east of town here. It was about the only resort place we had. It was just about 3 or 4 miles down the railroad track here. It was called Spring Park Lake. And that a clubhouse, and it had was memberships, and we belonged to it. And we had a boat out there. And we used to go out there and go fishing. We just had a big wooden boat with oars.
What, did you, a certain kind of boat? Did you have a pointed end? Or?
Oh, yeah. One end was pointed, another end square.
What about the bottom?
Rounded. To a certain degree.
Well, if you...
A little bit, you know.
If you wanted to make something to match that dress, and you went to the store and you thought it was the same cloth, but you weren't sure, you would get a what?
Sample.
A what?
Sample.
Right. And if you say, oh, that's a pretty dress, if you see one you like, you say, but that one is even...
Yeah, prettier. Right.
And what do you make to go over your... What do you wear to go over your dress in the kitchen? To keep from getting dirty?
An apron.
And this is a...
Ballpoint pen.
And you hold baby's diapers together with a
safety pin.
And
not anymore. Now they go. You know they go together with tapes. Now I think.
And a dime is
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Here, he would wear a coat and tie. I'll tell you for sure.
But here he would wear
trousers.
And then if it was
vest, used to.
And that
coming back, thank goodness, they're coming back. I'm so glad.
I like that. I
think there's nothing prettier than a vest suit. Mm-hmm.
And altogether, that would be a suit.
Suit.
And
Sunday,
if it was
a Sunday suit, probably, back in those days.
If it wasn't an old suit, it would be a...
Everyday suit.
Well, it wasn't...
Work clothes.
Well, he said, this is an old suit. I better go to the store and buy a...
New suit.
Mm-hmm. And what would a work clothes would be?
And just probably an old pair of pants, an old suit.
Do people ever wear
Levi's?
Overalls.
Very little. You see once in a while I see a man downtown with them on. It's very rare though now.
Oh, really?
That you, well, in town, I guess they'd work in them, but I mean, you know, they used to come to town and clean overalls on Saturday. But, oh yeah, but you rarely see it anymore.
Well, if your husband, you know, goes getting out the summer clothes mm-hmm. after the winter was over, he'd say, well, last year this coat fit me,